Imagine quadrupling a tomato harvest on the exact same plot of land without planting, you know, a single extra seed. Welcome to your custom tailored deep dive.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like science fiction, but it is happening right now.
Exactly. Today, we're pulling insights from GreenCape's 2025 Sustainable Agriculture Market Intelligence Report. We really want to uncover how South African farmers, specifically in the Western Cape, are pulling this off. We're looking at the raw survival tactics, keeping agriculture alive amid severe climate shocks and, well, just skyrocketing costs.
Right. And to understand the speed of this technological shift, you really have to look at the financial vice grip these farmers are caught in. I mean, global commodity prices are dropping.
While input costs are doing the exact opposite.
Yeah. Energy and labor are surging. And on top of that, if you're an exporter, you're getting hit with the European Union's CSRD.
The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, right?
That's the one. It essentially forces farmers to legally prove their environmental footprint is shrinking. If they don't, they can't access European markets at all.
Wow. So they are completely boxed in. I mean, you can't control the global commodity market, and you certainly can't change European legislation.
No, you definitely can't.
So the only variable left to manipulate is your own on-farm efficiency, squeezing maximum yield out of minimum input. Which I guess explains why precision drone spraying is gaining so much traction right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive efficiency lever. A drone uses about 75% less fuel than a manned aircraft, and it drastically reduces chemical drift.
Which helps satisfy those strict European environmental audits we just talked about.
Exactly. And they solve a massive logistical headache, too. Like, think about a flooded field after heavy rainfall. You try taking a heavy tractor out there.
You're just going to sink and completely destroy the topsoil.
Right. But you can fly a drone right over it immediately.
Okay, but wait. If this is so revolutionary, why does the report state that drones only handle like 5 to 10% of spraying right now?
Well, early adoption is often slow. But the sheer financial weight of those input costs and compliance rules is driving forecasts up. We're expected to see a jump to 50% adoption within just 5 years.
That is a huge leap. And I was looking at the report's data on drone mapping, and what really stood out was this one case study showing a 20% drop in fertilizer use alongside a 9% bump in crop yield.
Yeah, and that happens because drones don't just spray blindly. They use multispectral imaging.
So it's kind of like giving the farm an MRI.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. The drone spots the exact thermal signature of plants that are lacking nitrogen. So the farmer only targets the sick crops instead of, you know, blanketing the entire field.
When you apply expensive inputs only where they're actually needed, the margins have to improve instantly. But drones are ultimately just a tool for optimizing the environment you already have. When a severe drought or a massive heat wave hits,
you can't optimize your way out of it.
Right. You have to physically alter the environment itself.
Which brings us to the explosion of undercover farming. Since 2018, the use of shade nets and massive plastic tunnels in the Western Cape has grown by 329%.
That is staggering.
It is. And berries are actually leading the charge there with a 68% adoption rate.
So it's basically like building a climate-controlled VIP tent for your berries.
Pretty much.
But at 2 million rand per hectare for these plastic tunnels, isn't that capital expenditure just financially ruinous for a farmer already feeling the squeeze?
The initial capital outlay is terrifying for sure. But what's fascinating here is the ROI data. The Haygrove tomato study totally flips the script.
Okay, lay it on me.
So in an open field exposed to the elements, tomatoes yielded 60 tons a year. When they move them under a tunnel with a stabilized microclimate, the yield jumps to 236 tons.
Unbelievable. And because you've removed the variables of weather and soil degradation, adding a hydroponic system pushes that output to a staggering 392 tons.
Yeah. The volume increases exponentially. And the physical quality of the fruit improves because it isn't battling the elements. Because of that massive leap in productivity, farmers are typically paying off that 2 million rand investment in just 2 years.
Wow. 2 years. And for you listening, this matters because these survival tactics actually dictate the reality of your local grocery store.
Absolutely. This technological arms race determines what food is even available.
Right. Its quality and ultimately what it costs you at the checkout counter.
It really forces us to reconsider what agriculture actually is today.
It does. Which leaves us with a critical question to consider as we wrap up. If we're moving toward a reality where we dictate the climate with plastic tunnels, deliver nutrients via hydroponics, and automate crop care from the sky,
will the farm of the future even need traditional soil?
Exactly. Or are we simply building sterile, high-tech manufacturing plants that just happen to produce food? something for you to chew on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.